Slide 1. This component, Health Management Information Systems, is a theory component specific to healthcare and public health applications. The topic for the second unit of this component is hardware and software supporting health information systems. Unit 2 consists of two lectures, each with a discussion topic. Completion of a two-page paper is also a requirement for this unit, along with a self-assessment. This is Part B of Lecture 1. In this lecture, an information system and its characteristics are defined. The types of information systems that support the healthcare enterprise requirements are identified, and the various types of technologies that support healthcare information systems described. Slide 2. Lecture 1 has three objectives. By the end of this lecture, the student should be able to 1. Define the concept of an information system in general and characteristics of an information system and a health information system in particular. 2. Describe the different types of information systems in terms of their ability to support the requirements of a healthcare enterprise. And 3. Describe various types of technologies, for example, medication administration systems, barcoding, chart tracking, patient databases, that support healthcare information systems. Slide 3. Having completed the discussion of hardware and software supporting information systems, let's move on to learn about what an information system is and the characteristics of an information system and a health information system. http://wiki.answers.com/q/what_is_the_definition_of_information_system defines an information system as a combination of people, hardware, software, communication devices, network, and data resources that processes data and information for a specific purpose. Processing can be storing, retrieving, and transforming information. Slide 4. Taking into consideration the components of an information system, general characteristics are the capability through the use of hardware and software to accept inputs from users, access and process the data received, as well as store, manage, and present information back to the user. For example, a nurse would use medication management software, which is part of a clinical decision support system, a type of information system, to verify the correct medication was ordered. This system also documents the actual administration of the medication through the use of a handheld barcode reader that registers each medication. Slide 5. Graham Betts described two characteristics of an information system as the organization of data into information and the ability to analyze the information. He further stated, "For data to be made meaningful, it must have a purpose. The purpose of the stored data should reflect the purpose and type of the information system. Data needs to be processed and organized before it becomes information. Organizing the data will most likely involve the processes of sorting and filtering, classifying, before it can be analyzed and stored for later retrieval. For example, a healthcare data dictionary, being a central repository of information about stored data, is used to help organize the data. Once the data becomes information, analysis is needed to make the most use of the information stored. Some ways an information system might perform analysis is through the tools of queries and reports. Going back to the previous slide's example, using a handheld barcode reader that registers each medication, a nurse would use medication management software that is part of a clinical decision support system, a type of information system, to verify the correct medication was ordered and document the actual administration of the medication. Slide 6. With regards to information systems, there are three major categories. They are Transaction Processing System, TPS, Management Information System, MIS, and Decision Support System, DSS. Each will be defined in the next few slides. Slide 7. A transaction processing system is a system that processes information in order to complete a transaction. Examples of healthcare transaction processing systems include the admit, discharge, transfer, or ADT system, and a patient billing system. Slide 8. http://www.answers.com/topic/management-information-system defines a management information system as a computer system designed to help managers plan and direct business and organizational operations. Examples of healthcare management information systems include the laboratory or pharmacy management systems. Slide 9. http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/decision_support_system defines a decision support system as a class of information systems, including but not limited to computerized systems, that support business and organizational decision-making activities. An example of a clinical decision support system is a computerized provider order entry system, which has the capability to alert physicians of a possible drug-to-drug interaction. Slide 10. Having defined the concept of an information system and identified the major categories of information systems, the next step is to unite information systems to the healthcare environment and describe the various types of technologies that support a healthcare information system. As defined in Shortlift's textbook, Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine, a healthcare information system is an information system used within a healthcare organization to facilitate communication, to integrate information, to document healthcare interventions, to perform record keeping, or otherwise support the functions of the organization. Slide 11. In Chapter 13 of Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine, the authors identify HCIS components from a functional perspective that support specific purposes. They are patient management and billing, department management, care delivery and clinical documentation, clinical decision support, and financial and resource management. Each will be briefly described in the next few slides and an example of a supporting technology for a specific function provided. Slide 12. Patient management and billing systems are systems that support patient management functions. An example would be the patient identification functionality and the supporting technology of a master patient index. A master patient index is a database created and maintained by a healthcare facility to record the name and identification number of every patient who has ever been admitted or treated there. Patient identification information, demographic data, and encounter level information are stored in the database. Slide 13. Department management systems are systems that support a department's information needs. An example would be the Health Information Management, HIM, department, who is responsible for managing the organization's medical records. An electronic document management system would be a supporting technology for the HIM department. According to an AHIMA-EHIM workgroup on electronic document management as a component of EHR, an electronic document management system, EDMS, is any electronic system that manages documents, not data, to realize significant improvements in business work processes. http://library.ahima.org/expedio/groups/public/documents/ahima/bok1_02195.hcsp?d.name=BOK1_02195. Department management systems supply data to patient databases. For example, the HIM department contributes transcribed history and physicals to EMRs. Slide 14. Care delivery and clinical documentation systems are systems that support the delivery of the care and documentation of that care. An example would be clinical information systems. The textbook Biomedical Informatics, Computer Applications in Healthcare and Biomedicine defines clinical information system as the components of a healthcare information system designed to support the delivery of patient care, including order communications, results reporting, care planning, and clinical documentation. An example of a supporting technology would be electronic clinical order entry and results reporting. Patient clinical data are stored in a centralized database. Another example of a functional system that supports care delivery and clinical documentation is the electronic medical record system. Slide 15. Clinical decision support systems are systems that support the clinical staff with data interpretation and decision-making. An example would be a medication administration system, and a supporting technology would be barcode medication administration. According to http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/bar_code_medication_administration, barcode medication administration, BCMA, is a barcode system designed to prevent medication errors. It consists of a barcode reader, a portable computer with wireless connection, a computer server, and some software. When a nurse gives medicines to a patient in a hospital, the nurse can scan a barcode on the patient's wristband and make sure that the patient is the right patient. The nurse can then scan the barcode on the medicine to verify if it is the right medicine, at the right dose, at the right time, by the right route. 5 rights. Clinical decision support systems access patient and other databases in order to perform various functions. Slide 16. Financial and resource management systems are systems that support the business functions of the organization or practice. An example would be an accounts payable system, and a supporting technology would be claims administration. Financial and employee data are stored in a centralized database. Slide 17. This concludes Part B of Lecture 1. In this lecture, an information system and its characteristics were defined. The types of information systems that support the healthcare enterprise requirements were identified, and the various types of technologies that support healthcare information systems were described. Lecture 2 will list some challenges with the use of emerging information technology trends and discuss the advantages and disadvantages of the Internet as a platform for healthcare applications.